This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday, the 23rd of November, day before Thanksgiving 2022. We'll be on the air live tomorrow with the program. Jay and I here as usual. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas to bring you up to date on whatever is going on. Conversation about what's in the news, what are our thoughts, what's trending, that stuff. There's always a tidbit here and there. There'll be a lot of new things to talk about. And then there will be some of the... This always happens every Thanksgiving, Jay, as we continue to become the consumer society that we are. As I was talking about Jeff Bezos and other people saying, hold on to your money, it might be a tough year ahead. In spite of that, the spending... the prognosticators at Deloitte Touche, the accounting firm, I guess they just call them Deloitte now, say that retailers can expect shoppers between now and next, Christmas is on a Sunday, isn't it?
It's on a Sunday. On a Sunday this year.
Right. All right, so the fact that it's 23rd, 4 weeks and a day will be Christmas Eve, and you got it. So the next month, anyway, shoppers will spend 12% more than they did last year. The average person, is this you, spends $500 during the next, actually, some people say that it's in the next week between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So 12 to 14% more. And this is across the board, income groups.
There's something about a sale and a deal. Whenever you end up saving money on items, you tend to buy more and spend more money.
There you go. You just hit it. That's the psychology. That's it. In a nutshell, we'll give you a deal 20% off. So you come into the store. I always tell the story about going into Costco, and I wanted a $40 item, and I came out with $468 worth of stuff. That's just the way somehow.
About right.
Yeah, right. That's the psychology. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there's some food for thought, if you will. This may be considered good news. Oregon Governor Kate Brown announcing that she will issue pardons for 45,000 people who have been convicted of cannabis possession.
That's
I agree with this 100%. All fines will be wiped away, $14 million in criminal charges, that's in the dollar amount. The state courts will now begin working to seal all possession charges, so there won't be a problem for employment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm trying to think back. I think Oregon was one of the first states that decriminalized simple possession of cannabis. And yet there are a lot of people who before that had been arrested and charged with a felony. So this fixes that. She said nobody deserves to be forever saddled with the impacts of a conviction for simple possession. A crime that's no longer on the books.
Mm-hmm.
Oregonians should...
Yeah, should people still be punished for something that, yes, it was illegal at the time that they got their conviction, but it's no longer illegal...
I don't use this stuff, never had. People who have been listening to me for a long time know that I have a permit to grow cannabis on my farm. I've never done it, haven't put it together, frankly, put the pieces together to make it happen. But I don't have a problem with people choosing to. I think it's an education thing. I don't think smoking cannabis is good for you. Although, if you're in a situation where you've got pain or you're dying of cancer, I've had dozens of conversations with people who say this is the best way to get around the pain. I know people who smoke a joint every night before they go to bed and they sleep like a baby. It's not my choice, but it's none of my business. And the same as, you know, if you're going to legalize tobacco and you're going to legalize liquor, then why isn't this stuff legalized as well? None of them are good for you, but yet who decided that cannabis possession was illegal and tobacco possession of cigarettes isn't? That, you know who decided that? The lobbyists for the tobacco companies. And now they're trying to buy, I talked about liquor, the cannabis business has changed tremendously as an observer over the last 4 or 5 years trying to figure out how can I pay off the mortgage on my farm. This was a way to do it. That was the proposal anyway. It hasn't come to pass. But in terms of learning about what goes on and how this stuff works, I've never done any drugs in my life. I've only been drunk once in my life, and I've never smoked anything. But that's me. I have no tolerance for people who want to smoke around me. I want to be as far away from them. I think it's rude, crude. Never mind what it does to yourself, but smoking and blowing the smoke around in my face, screw you. Get out of my face
I think that for people who smoke, especially cigarettes, they don't realize how offensive that smell is if you do not smoke. And I think that's something that just goes along with anything. It's like you go nose blind to certain things.
Yeah.
That, like, people who like to polish their nails in public, that's another offensive smell to somebody who's not currently polishing their nails.
Yeah, right, it does. I was looking around. If you go back 10 years, there was nobody in America who lived in a state where marijuana was legal. No vaping, none of that stuff. And now, according to some stats put together by the University of Missouri, half of Americans do or will use marijuana recreationally. Voters have approved legislation on ballot. Look at what happened in Maryland and Missouri and I think Michigan this year. They've decided that legalization makes sense. And it's not even a big deal anymore because it's a huge, you know, it's a change that sort of puts it in line with alcohol and tobacco, and it's not a hard drug.
Causes impairment. Still, like we as a population, we still need to be smart about this.
Yeah.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't smoke and drive.
Don't do anything. Yeah, anything that causes you to become impaired. Don't operate machinery or heavy vehicles or anything like that.
68% of adults in America have said in a Gallup survey that they support legalization. Interesting, because Gallup is the right-of-center polling company. Most Republicans use Gallup when they're trying to find out how they're doing. So this is not under the circumstances. And even if you go to the root of the survey, because the Republicans use Gallup, so the survey asked if you're a Republican, do you hold with using or supporting legalization? And that's where the 68% number came from. So two-thirds of Republicans say that they support legalized marijuana. This is a huge shift. And whether it's been done because people just realize how silly it is to be, I'm looking at, again, Gallup and its Republican roots. The states that have approved this year, I said Montana, Missouri, Alaska, of those who approved of the legislation, mostly they vote Republican. So anyway, isn't that interesting? Even this stuff gets political, down to that. And so the public opinion changing. I think Biden has said that he doesn't want people who have been marijuana users to be jailed. Didn't he pardon a whole bunch of people because of the marijuana conviction? I think he did, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was done within the first year he was in office. Anyway, there still are those people who are quite conservative who equate this to getting into drugs. You start as a gateway drug, but the real research doesn't support that. Again, you're hearing this from somebody who doesn't support using any of this stuff. But to be fair and to be accurate and to be honest, you look at this stuff. What I can't stand is people who've been put in jail by these damn hypocrites that say, you're a drug abuser.
And
you
then
belong
that's where
in jail.
Fall into nonsense. The harder stuff. There's an opioid. Why can't I say that word?
Yeah,
right now?
Opioid.
An opioid
problem.
Crisis.
Yeah.
And so much harder stuff. That a lot of times people, you may learn about this on the street or from peers or whatever, but sometimes it's because they went to prison for a lesser crime and then they learned about more harsh stuff.
Yep. All right. The area of the Baja that had the 6.2 earthquake struck yesterday impacted 150 miles in each direction. So that means it got up into Southern California, into Palm Springs, Palm Desert. I have yet to, both my children, well, my daughter's in Los Angeles at her home, and where I was over the weekend. My son also at home, but he went down to Baja for Thanksgiving yesterday. So I wonder if he got there just in time. I just sent him a note. If I, anything had happened, I'd have heard. He would have sent me a note. But at any rate, if 6.2 is nothing to sneeze at, it's not the worst in the world, but it's not, you know, it's not the end of the world. But something, I don't think there's anything new. Apparently it was in areas where there isn't a lot of population. So I guess that's the good news. Speaking of good news, here's another item that I found that's kind of cool. If you're in Florida, you probably heard about the baby tortoise that was found covered in concrete. How about that? This tortoise covered in concrete, according to a Facebook post, Peace River Wildlife Center in Punta Gorda shared the story. You can see it all over the social media. This picture of they posted a house is being built next to where the turtle. I started to say turtle, then I said tortoise, so it was turtles. Anyway, the bottom line is that they saved the tortoise, right?
Yeah, yeah. The hatchling kind of he happened to come across
tortoise.
Where the cement was, got cement all over him. Had a cement shower.
Well, and as it dries,
they were able to rescue him and save him.
Mm-hmm. As it dries, is this the most important thing that happened in the world in the last 24 hours? No,
it's not unimportant.
Yeah, it is. It's important to pay attention to this sort of thing. I'm sure you'll hear that story recounted in our Good Day download. Every day we do one of these things. And so if you're interested, we have lots in the most recent one, the story of Blythe Danner's cancer battle. We discussed that. And Kelsey Grammer's parenting, among other things. Get the info on gooddayshow.com along with our Good Day download. It's 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies' Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Trending? That's the question. We have a couple of answers, or at least a couple of things that are trending. 23 past the hour. Good day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on the social media side of things. I have a question for you, Jay, about a woman. Okay. I want to know what Ruth, there's a lady named Ruth Wakefield, who is important for Thanksgiving. She invented what confection for Thanksgiving 1930. Ruth Wakefield. We'll have her name and the significance of her name and what she did, along with something from the king right after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get to the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. And let's get to who Ruth Wakefield is. First of all, this is if you're a food trender, this would be probably in the next 24 hours trending because of what she did, what she's responsible for. And I found out something today regarding her. On this on Thanksgiving 1930, Ruth Wakefield was responsible for the chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, really?
Yes, the dough with the chocolate chips in it. And in light of that, I was coming back from Los Angeles on Sunday night, and I was asleep. They served the chocolate chip cookies, the warmed-up chocolate chip cookies, you know, before you land.
Mm-hmm.
I was asleep, so I said when I woke up, I could smell them. And I said to the flight attendant, what happened to my chocolate chip cookie? So she brought me back a whole box of them that hadn't been used. So I took them home, and they were getting stale. So I put them in the oven and warmed them up for a few seconds, and they're as wonderful as could be. So there, for those of you who have stale chocolate chip cookies left over tomorrow, that's how you take care of that problem.
Ooh,
all right, and
nice.
Thanks to Ruth Wakefield for doing that back Thanksgiving 1930. Okay, the King of England, also being talked about on social media. He said something yesterday that's trending. He is against something that is often used at Thanksgiving meals in England. Foie, is it foie gras? How do you pronounce that?
Oh, foie gras.
Foie gras.
Is that
right.
Duck liver?
Yep. He says that he's going to ban all foie gras in the royal residences because it's made, and he's right, the cruel practice of force-feeding ducks and geese so that their livers will be enlarged and they kill them, and that's where they get the foie gras. So I'm with him on this one. This is, and I thought it was interesting because it took place, you know, and he's a PETA member, and they're very active at this time of year with lots of information. That's one of the things that they are on to that, you know, they're, frankly, they're right about it. So those of you who don't think, oh, well, what's a duck? What's a, I mean, I have no use for geese, but to do this, and just kill him for that. I take exception to that.
Good
for the king. The king has spoken. King Charles here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code. MyPillow.com for the Giza Sheet Special.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House on Tuesday announced that it's extending the pause on student loan repayments through June 30th, 2023. The latest extension comes as the Biden administration's student loan transfer plan remains in question because of legalities. A shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia overnight left multiple people dead and several others injured. The shooter is confirmed deceased, and more details will be available later this morning. Chesapeake Police Department spokesman Leo Kaczynski.
Find multiple fatalities and multiple injured parties. With the Chesapeake Fire Department, we were able to put rescue and tactical teams together to go inside to provide life-saving measures. And then through the course of the investigation, we believe it was a single shooter, and we believe that shooter is deceased at this time.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday cleared the way for Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee to obtain President Trump's tax records. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good, Doug. A little Thanksgiving celebration. Who said I wasn't a month behind the times? Uri Geller will join us from Israel in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. I suppose this would be considered good news. The government of Colombia plans to keep fossil fuels in the ground. They've created an energy transition fund. And the industry, they're trying to finance the phase-out and the phase-out of using fossil fuels and promote new economic sectors using different technology for agriculture, for example, clean energy, that sort of thing. They're looking for national and international companies to come in and replace a big chunk of the country's export. They have a lot of coal and that sort of thing, and they've been selling it to the Chinese for a long time. They get a lot of oil out of the ground as well. But China is their biggest customer, it would seem that, Colombia hasn't been known as the fossil fuel capital of the world. It's been known as the drug, right, cocaine capital of the world.
Cartels and stuff.
Right, exactly. But that business seems to be going down the hill, if you will. And so now they're looking, well, they don't collect taxes on it anyway. So it's nice, I suppose, for them to be known for something other than being the drug kingpins of the world. So they want to focus on fossil fuels And it'd be interesting to see what they... Might be good for all of us to see what people are doing one way or another. I have maintained pretty solidly that this isn't going to change the world because the fossil fuel stuff will run out. The world will take care of itself. The planet will. But what do we do as patrons of the art of living here? And maybe that's a different question. All right, the... Rare, but I suppose this is good news as well. I was talking about Fauci's press conference as he ends his career. One of the things he said was that the administration was optimistic that we're not going to see a repeat of the COVID threat this winter that we've had in the last 2 years. That sort of flies in the face, doesn't it, of some other things, but a lot of stuff he has said. Do you believe him or not? I guess that's the question about the virus. You look around at all of the things that are being said and people are, all the promotion, the money that Pfizer is spending on advertising to get you to get a shot. It's pretty amazing.
Well, isn't it? And the government, it's all about getting the COVID vaccine, and there's not the same push for the flu vaccine or the pneumonia vaccine or anything like that. And one of the things I'm seeing most about in medical news or what anybody's talking about is RSV, even over COVID.
Excuse me. What is RSV? What's your understanding of what RSV is?
It's a respiratory illness that anybody can get, but it can really affect children, especially infants.
The reason that I ask is because in China today, officials ordered businesses and schools in the capital city of Beijing to close. And they have locked down most of the city because of RSV. Cases are on the rise there. And again, there's two sides to the story. They have nobody to blame for this problem but themselves. But the other side of it is that there are innocent children that are being, whether the government of China cares about that or not, they do everything because of what the outside world is going to think of them. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting to see that the announcement was made that they're closing things down over there today. Here's something that is distressing. A news helicopter crashed in North Carolina yesterday. Both the pilot and the reporter were killed. This brings back deja vu for me. I ran the news station at the time in Boston in the mid-80s, WEEI. For a couple of years, I was the operations director there. And we had a helicopter. The normal pilot was off that day, and a young fellow, wonderful kid, great broadcaster, was doing the reports, and the helicopter pilot lost control of the helicopter and it crashed into an apartment building, killed the two of them, and killed seven people that were in the apartment building. Mm. So when I see something like this happen, it just brings back that there is a danger to doing this.
Oh, so this pilot is a hero. The chief of police said that when the chopper was going down, the pilot was able to do some maneuvers because they were right by the interstate, covering traffic and everything.
Yeah,
they were able to do some maneuvers and get it at least away from the interstate, went down in a residential area, still was able to avoid any homes, and there were no other injuries or casualties. It was the meteorologist and the pilot.
Yep. That's it. Sad for them, but better.
But what a hero in the last moments.
Yeah. What's the story with this attacker that opened fire at the Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia? Six people, as I look at it, and the assailant are dead, it looks like. I've got two or three different screens open here looking at this. The holiday, obviously the store is very busy, this is pretty devastating. I don't know that the shooter killed himself or the police killed him. The police say the guy's dead.
Yeah, but they believe the shooter was an employee.
Of the store.
The suspect.
Yeah, so what was his beef? Do we know what the problem was, why he You know, this is, again, these crazy people. The guy wouldn't give me a raise, or I don't like working with my coworkers, or whatever it is, whatever crazy thing people come up with to pull these stunts.
Well, and I'm sure an investigation will be underway with this, because it's still so new. The suspect has not been identified. Next of kin is still trying to be notified. Mm-hmm. But the police did say they believe the suspect, the gunman, died of a self-inflicted wound.
I get tired of these stories, aren't you? After mm-hmm. I just get tired of them, especially at this time of year. I'm Gabunga. All right, time for us. Uri's going to join us. Uri Geller in a moment or two. Don't miss See Better, Drive Safer Month over at O'Reilly Auto Parts, your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. You get great deals on wipers, for example, headlight bulbs, cleaning products. I bought some stuff that you put... I bought a couple of gallons of the stuff you put in the windshield washer fluid, right? And unfortunately, one of the guys on the farm put it in the radiator instead of into the... This is a word to the wise. This stuff has alcohol in it, and if you put it in the radiator, it will eat up all of the rubber hoses, because alcohol eats up rubber. And so if you put it mistakenly into your cooling system, don't start the car, don't start the truck, drain it out. That is something that I, again, learned the hard way by somebody doing it, then it's something to be careful of. Anyway, that's for me, thinking about cleaning products and stuff for your windshields. You get up to a $20 gift card on select purchases at O'Reilly Auto Parts, and their professional parts people tell you, don't put the window washer fluid in the radiator. I'm sure they'll tell you that. They'll help you install your wiper blade. If you need new ones, won't cost you anything. Get ready for the winter weather ahead. It's See Better, Drive Safer Month. Check it out at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local store. Go into the store and sing them O'Reilly. Probably give you a bigger discount. All right, Uri's around the corner here.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Well, it seems we have a problem with the phones. Can you imagine that? And we can't reach Uri. So, we go to, there's always plan B, Jay. There's always a plan B and a D. Oh, yes, exactly, as a matter of fact. So, scrubbing the, I'm getting inundated, and I'll acknowledge that, getting stuff from people about Thanksgiving. And one lady corrected me. I think I had referred earlier to, I said something, I didn't like sweet potatoes because they didn't taste like regular potatoes. And so this woman said sweet potatoes are not They may share the common potato and sweet potato may share the same name and spotlight, but the two are entirely different. I should know this, she said, because I'm a farmer. Well, I plead the fifth. I don't know from nothing. I'm not much of a... I have a vegetable garden. I don't plant sweet potatoes. I don't know much about sweet potatoes, but they're not even potatoes.
I feel like it's the way they're made, the way they're cooked.
Well, great.
It's not just
is it
the
really?
Sweet potato itself, because I love sweet potatoes, but I do not like them when people put brown sugar on them. Or
maple syrup? Go! Come on!
Make my sweet potato the same way you would any other potato, a white potato, a purple potato. I want them all made the exact same way.
Really? Okay, well, anyway.
And you can't see me right now, but I have my finger pointing and wagging around. I'm getting feisty on this one.
I'm laughing so hard.
I feel very strongly about
this. Yes, I can tell. Let's not mess with Jay and her sweet potatoes. Root. They're root. You know how the guys on the farm that come from Jamaica call beets beetroot. They call potatoes potato root. Well, these are root vegetables. Mm-hmm. And mostly they're native to the islands in Central America. They are unrelated, although they do belong to the convolucent family of flowering plants. They're like the morning glory, right? They have potatoes have buds on them. If you've never grown potatoes, sweet potatoes, regular potatoes have buds on them, so you know when the plant actually starts to grow, when there are buds. It's pretty much the same with peppers and tomatoes and eggplants. So anyway, they are not, and this lady wanted me to make sure. What's the difference between a sweet potato and a yam, then? I guess I would ask that question, because I don't know the answer to that one. Now I've been told.
Same?
I thought they were.
I thought those were the same. I thought they were just two different names.
They're interchangeable, but I'm looking this. I just did a quick Google search. Yam is a root crop as well, biologically unrelated to either sweet potatoes or regular potatoes. They belong to a different group, a different family of flowering plants that grow in tropical areas. The difference is that they have, sweet potatoes have tapered ends. Maybe this is too much information. And the these other tubers, if you will, are they have a smooth skin. Yams are larger. And so, anyway, that's the difference. Does it make a difference in how they taste?
Is a yam a potato still?
No, it's not. It's a difference. It's in a class by itself. It is, if you're going to ask that question about the phylum and the whatever, mm-hmm. it belongs to the, let's see here, Dioscorea family. That helps clarify it, does it?
Oh, totally. I'm on the same page, 100% now.
Okay, good. All right, so now we're going to start with... by the way, I just did, and part of this business is probably more important than what I was going to do about gifts for tomorrow. The number of pounds of sweet potatoes that have been eaten this year, 815 tons of sweet potatoes eaten in America. Let's see here. The largest sweet potato pie ever made was in Japan last year, weighed 703 pounds.
My goodness.
How do you cook that? There's no oven that's going to take that, right?
I wouldn't think. Astounding.
The first year marshmallow was put on top of sweet potato pies was 1917. All right. Enough
bad
Thanksgiving
news.
Stuff. Tomorrow, we're live on Thanksgiving Day. It's 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Chuck Curry is here. Movie moments on the Good Day program. All right, crank this up, James, will you please? I recognize the movie, the theme, but I don't remember what movie it's from, Chucker.
It's Top Gun.
Oh, no wonder I recognize it. So, are we going to have another Top Gun movie? Is that the story?
Well, that's not the story, but Paramount has finally released a streaming date for Maverick Top Gun, December 22nd.
See, they did this the right way. They kept this in the theater.
They finally did it right.
Yeah.
Big theatrical release, made a ton of money, one of the most successful movies in years, theatrically. And they waited until December 22nd to release this on their streaming platform, which is Paramount Plus. Every other studio is doing it in the exact opposite direction. Yeah. You know, I just read, I was telling you off air, I just read that Steven Spielberg's new movie, The Fabelmans, which is a drama, it's based on his childhood and his dream of being a movie maker, is getting really good reviews. Now, this is a movie 5 years ago that would make some coin at the box office. It would be an interest among people who want to seek out non-big popcorn movies, and this movie would have did well. But I just read that it's only tracking. It opens this weekend on probably 1,000 screen release, which is considered wide. $5 million opening weekend, which is not what that movie needs to do a lot better than that. But as I said off air and I said on air so many times, the industry, in a self-inflicted wound, has cut its own throat, has conditioned people to only go to movie theaters now for the biggest, largest scale movie. I'll give you another example, like Avatar 2 is tracking, that opens in December. It's tracking at $150 to $175 million opening weekend. We par with these other big movies like Wakanda Forever. But if you have anything other than a massive, hyped-up tentpole popcorn movie, these movies are not going to perform in theaters. And I say to myself, and then Disney brought in Bob Iger again, try to fix
that. Well, that's one of the problems they're having is with their movies. They bought up all these studios, and this other clown doesn't know, well, you know, it's all streaming. No, that's not what people want. And Iger probably straightened that out to a point.
Like, I gave you another example. Two big streaming, I think I told you this other day, Disenchanted, right, which is a sequel to Enchanted, Amy Adams on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
A Christmas Story Christmas, which is a sequel to the super popular Christmas movie, A Christmas Story. That one's on HBO Max. But to me, it feels like, it's like rolling out the red carpet, and then you roll it up a couple minutes later. It just has no, it doesn't stick. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
none of this stuff is sticking in pop culture lore, and they've eradicated so much coolness of the experience of looking forward to a movie. All this stuff is so much interchangeable fluff. They're not putting in their full effort to do this. They're creating content, Doug, not movies that we're going to remember in 10 years.
We're sounding like a couple of old fuddy-duds with the same message, but it's true.
It's true.
Yeah, it is. All right, Brandy is going to replace, good, Doug. He's going to reprise the role of Cinderella.
I saw that.
You see that? The boy.
Yeah, it's got to be a streaming movie, though, right?
Well, Disney Plus, yeah, the Pocket Watch, so we don't care. Because you know what we should do is stop promoting. I mean, the whole idea of this segment is to talk about movies and videos and what's on television, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe we're part of the problem, keep talking about these things. Look at the stars, though, of this movie. Bernadette Peters, Whoopi Goldberg, Victor Garber, Jason Alexander. This is a big movie with big stars.
Yes. Sure.
And they're going to put the damn thing on.
Well, sometimes I think they acknowledge it's not going to be a blockbuster hit. Like, I saw Disenchanted the other day, and I would have been so disappointed had I gone to a theater and saw it.
Really?
It would have been so
okay,
bad.
So you saw, okay,
screening, it was
good
just
point.
Mindless and enjoyable.
So did you feel when you watched that they gave a real effort to make a good movie?
Yes and no. I feel like they definitely did because it was very visually appealing.
Okay.
But at the same time, it would not have held up had it been in the theaters.
Right. If you look at most of the streaming stuff, these sequels many years later on stream, like Hocus Pocus 2, they get the cast back, but they are not putting their full effort into the script. In direction, and it's like just get it.
Bean counters. The problem is
almost like they're
all a bunch of bean counters.
Well, and they're trying to fill into that nostalgia rather than actually try to be on par with what the original was.
All right. Chucker, happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you tomorrow because we'll be here live, so you can do yourself a favor and get here too. It'll be a good thing. All right, boys and girls, 59 past the hour.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.